Heather, Colin is a big Lions fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've talked about it all season. Like, obsessed, right? Like, watching games multiple times. We'll watch it together, and then he'll be watching it the next day. Oh, I mean, Dan Campbell was on my TV all of the time, right? I'm getting into all these podcasts, whatever. Huge fan. Obviously, super disappointed with how the season ended. The next day, Sunday morning, I also, you know, the kids went to bed before the game started. I had Brooks in this like Lions onesie for his PJs, and Colin got Brooks out of bed, and immediately he put him in real clothes. Like, had to get him out of that one. Couldn't see him in this Lion onesie. Emily had a Lions shirt on, got her out of that. And the first thing he said was, so we need to go shopping. I said, oh, okay. He's like, I need some new clothes. Because all he wears
is Lions gear.
And I mean, that is, for his birthday, that's what I got him. For Christmas, that's what I got him. I mean, that's all he wears.
Yeah.
Lions hoodies, Lions shirts, Lions zip up, Lions hat, he's got Lions socks, like everything. And now he wants nothing to do with it, right? He does not want to wear anything Lions related or see the kids in it, apparently.
Is that an overreaction? Heather just shared that Colin, your husband, super Lion fan, has put away the Lions gear right now. Can't wear it. Doesn't want the kids wearing it.
Doesn't want to see it. Doesn't want to be around it. We had our Christmas lights, you know, that were still on. He changed them all to blue and white to keep them up until the Super Bowl. And then as soon as we got home too, and they came on automatically, he's like, oh gosh, got to turn those off. Like, he wants nothing to do. Like, take down the Lions flag. Let's just rid our house of it for the time being. He needs, you know, somebody called in and said they're going through like the stages of grief. But the guy who called in was like, I've already completed the five stages. I'm good. I'm happy now. Colin is doing the same, but he's only in like stage two, right? Like, he has not completed all of them.
It would be, the Jansen house would be a hard house for him to be in, because Teddy literally wakes up and almost the first words out of his mouth are, go Lions. He walks around the house all day saying, go Lions, go Lions. It's the cutest thing ever. And obviously we have been saying that for some time, and Lisa got him to, you know, be all in. He'll wake up in the morning and run into our room and grab my old Lions helmet and put it on and start saying, go Lions. So here's a way of he's not getting rid of the gear, right? He just isn't going to wear it right now. He needs a little time.
Yes. He'll wear it again when he's ready.
All right. I'll give him another option instead. And I don't know how involved he is in the other sports teams.
I'm not too involved.
I was going to say, because you could just make the transition to, I don't know if the Wings right now would be the, as Costa
Pistons
makes.
Pistons are playing the best.
He could wear some Pistons gear if he wants to still be the Detroit fan, or he could go straight to Tigers gear.
I've never seen him in Pistons attire or Wings attire.
But does he have Tigers?
He's got some Tigers gear.
All right,
he could just go to that.
Fire up Tigers, let's go. Just transition. Then he can start looking forward to pitchers and catchers. He can start looking forward to spring training. And it's a team that ended the season on a high note, even though they kind of outkicked their coverage. I think that's the path that he should go.
I just didn't know that that's how people would cope with this. Like, I wore a Lions sweatshirt this week. You're still a Lions fan.
Oh, see, I'm kind of with Colin. I'm not quite as like Colin, but I'm not ready to go. I got some new sweatshirts for Christmas. I've only worn one of them. I'm not ready to go wear. I think I would feel funny if I came in here all decked out in Lions gear right now.
Oh, I would have no problem wearing Lions gear.
I don't think I would.
I really like the stuff Lisa got me. I mentioned it last week. Like, I didn't have any Lions gear. She got me a long sleeve shirt and she got me a hoodie. And I would have no issue showing up on Monday wearing Lions gear.
First text. Wow. Talk about a bandwagon fan.
Ooh.
Says, another one though, says, I had to go back and unlike all the posts I liked on playoff hype videos. Oh boy, that's excessive.
Yeah.
Says, took me
Why
3 days.
Waste your time.
Says, took me 3 days to even listen again to the radio. I can't, going back and unliking videos that you liked last week or the week before, really?
That's a little extreme.
Yeah. I understand people hitting the pause button and just wearing something different. We had one caller that was getting rid of all their gear. To me, that's a bit extreme.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to sell it or get rid of it or
donate
it.
No, don't do that. I understand, you know, moving on, but I also think I would have no issue with it.
Texter says, I don't think it's an overreaction at all. I know anything that reminds me of what happened just brings back the pain all over again.
Yes.
So I get it. Not an overreaction by Colin. I'm in the same boat, trying like hell to shift my energy to the Pistons. This sucks. Took me 3 days before I could put a Lions hat on to go to the store. I mean, this is what people are doing. They can't even bear to wear Lions gear right now.
So this year, they started selling a lot of the Black Lions gear.
Yes.
So wear your Black Lions gear. It would be a sign of mourning.
Yeah, I have one of the, I guess, I've got a Black Lions sweatshirt. And it has the Lions logo, but then on the back, it just says Detroit.
Yeah.
So that I could get away with. The other ones I don't think I could wear yet.
Gosh. I thought this was bizarre behavior to like put your Lions gear in storage. Well,
it reminds him of it. So he just doesn't want to see it right now.
Well, he's not putting it in storage. It's in the closet. He's not wearing it actively right now.
And it's like he forgot what he used to wear before he wore Lions.
Everybody's going to handle it differently. Everyone is going to handle it differently. And there are a lot of people that invested a lot of money in going to games, whether it was the trip down to Indy or maybe it was they went out to San Francisco because they wanted to be there when that game happened, even though it wasn't as much riding on it at that time as people had hoped, or it was season tickets, game tickets, the expense of going to Saturday night's game. If you are in mourning, you might not want to wear your Lions gear.
So the way it lands to me, and I'm not, Colin doesn't feel this way, but it almost feels like you're ashamed of the team. Like you're not proud to wear the stuff. Is that because that's how I feel like I'm not happy with the season. We've talked about it. I feel like it was a disappointment, a waste, a failure, whatever word you want to say. You're still a Lions fan. I'm not ashamed to be a Lions fan. I'd still wear Lions gear.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not ashamed to be a Lion. I mean, he's been a Lions fan since he was born. So, you are for life. But
if you could tell him to get over it, there might be an opportunity for him.
What do you mean?
I haven't been in a sports store yet this week. Some of it might be on sale.
You know what? Where I've seen a lot of it listed, people are selling it on Facebook Marketplace.
They're selling their gear?
Wow.
Yes.
Really? For cheaper.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's used and worn, but like
that's bandwagon.
I've seen a lot of Lions gear for sale on Marketplace, more so now after they lost
this
than
is
before.
Your chance now. Get him something, even though it's used. Who cares, right? It might be lightly used. It might be whatever. But it stock up the closet because he's going to be back at some point. Colin, come on back, buddy.
You can wash the tears out. It's really not that big a deal.
He'll be back. He just needs a little time. He just needs a little time. Okay.
And then when he does come back, you'll have all this new gear for him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Got a huge discount.
He doesn't.
You make it sound like he doesn't have clothes that aren't Lions gear.
That's all he wears, you guys.
Well, we know he was obsessed.
I mean, yeah.
It's all he wears.
Maybe that's part of this. So I have a big question. Did this happen last year?
Oh, yeah.
He did? So he stopped wearing?
Oh, it was. I think last year was probably worse than this year.
Okay.
I think it affected him more.
That made that loss worse, though.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering if the blowout had anything to do with it. I think you can. I see what Jim's saying in terms of like you're almost ashamed. And then I think, okay, that's probably overreacting. People can deal with things different. I love the fact I noticed you had your lion sweater on this week, and I was like, good for you, because I'm in that camp. I still wear stuff. I remember the Wings, when they lost in the 95 Stanley Cup Final, I bought a hat. I went to the two home games, and it had the Devils logo on it, too. It was Stanley Cup Finals with the two logos. And I wore it after they lost because I like the hat. But I guess people deal with things differently, but... There's nothing to be ashamed of here. I mean, it's I've actually been thinking when we were doing this topic, like I still like I got over the loss real quick, but I feel there's a significant void right now in my life.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had all made plans for Sunday. Like we, this was something that people were planning on, whether you were going or you were going to be watching it with friends, buddies. Same thing with Super Bowl. We had talked about it, you know, a couple of weeks ago. People were making Super Bowl plans.
Right. We were going to be there in New Orleans.
I think for me, because they really got their butt kicked Saturday, that is very easy for me to accept that. There was no... We didn't see it this time last week, but there was no path to victory on Saturday in my mind. I mean, whether you want to blame Goff or coordinator distractions or whatever you want to blame, they weren't winning that game Saturday. And that was pretty easy for me to accept and not live in denial.
To the point about like the void and how things have changed, I'll just share something that you said yesterday off air. You came in and said, should we do on Friday a list like a Letterman top 10 of the things we would have been talking about, and we vetoed it. We said, no, it's just too painful.
Are you selling your NFC Championship game ticket? All right, I'll stop.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And yeah, a lot has been taken off the table because they lost. Ticket texters are saying it's not a shame thing, John, because I brought up people being ashamed. They say they just don't want to be approached and asked about it. If they're wearing Lions gear at work or at the grocery store or someone's going to bring up, hey, man, and they don't want to have those conversations right now. It's too painful.
I mean, yeah, so it can be a conversation starter. You know, how are you dealing with it? Have you watched the line? You know, I get all of that. I don't know. There are so many great moments that happened this season, and you still have to come to the realization that the Detroit Lions are a competent franchise. They're a good franchise, which is hard for a lot of people to wrap their minds around. You should be able to do that now after the two seasons that they've had. They are still one of the best teams. Not the best, but they are still one of the best teams in the NFL.
Ticket Texter has a note for Heather.
Yes.
It says, you got to jump on those boys' mediums right now and get as much Lions gear as you can.
The smaller sizes.
Surprised it went with medium. Just went with small.
Oh, boys' medium.
Oh, boys' medium.
Yeah, like a
boys.
Child's medium.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Right over the head.
Well, I just heard that. Yes, I get it.
I know. Uh-huh. There's a lot of decompression that's going on right now. We'll get some of your thoughts on this. Are you putting away the Lions gear temporarily? Is it just too painful? Or are you still out and about wearing that Lion stuff?